This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Well, that's a bit of Merv Pinny there with Shake For Me. Pretty cool. Something else that is pretty cool is a Wellington or Poneke Afrobeat Jazz Collective, Star Time. These guys have just released a new single, Stop the War. The group are on a roll. They've had sellout shows at the Wellington Jazz Festival and the Great Sounds Festival in 2025. And most recently, they were one of the stars of Cooper Duper. So joining us to talk about the band and their new single is their musical director and drummer, Ateo Burnet, and Meadow from Star Time. Good morning. No mai haere. Welcome to the Free Breakfast.
Hey, thanks for having us.
That's an absolute pleasure. I'm really excited, and I've been enjoying listening to some of the music. So, Star Time seems to be on such a great trajectory and really connecting with your audiences, but you're still quite a new band. Can you tell us a little bit about the group and maybe how you all came together?
Yeah, so we formed in 2023. Got together through, a fella in the scene, Sam Manzanza. We were playing in his band, and there was the master drummer Modi Shemi that was playing with him, and singer Francois Bayamana Judah. And so we got together and started making tunes, and here we are.
That sounds so cool, because it's a real mix of age and experience in the group, isn't it? And who are the uncles? Tell me about the uncles.
Yeah, the uncles. So we've got Modi Muhammad Umi Shemi. He's an amazing percussion player. He's been just an awesome teacher and just an amazing
person to work with.
Yeah, for sure. And the singer Francois, he's just a ball of energy. Just it's just amazing, you know. You know he's in the room when he is, you know.
I think people can check out, we'll get some details later, but people can definitely check out some little videos of your live performances, which looks amazing. So how would you describe the Star Time sound? Just for somebody that's not seen or heard you, how would you describe your sound? And I'm interested to know too what you like about live performances, because that seems to be a really big part of who you are. So tell us a bit about the music.
Star Time, it's an Afrobeat sound, but it's we wanted to create our own approach, and so it's music that it's impossible not to dance to. I think that's kind of the best way to describe it, but still distinctly Afrobeat. We wanted to mix Eastern and Western African music together as well, and so it definitely has its own unique flair.
Mm. Which is really cool.
Yeah,
and that seems to really express itself in your live performances as well. What do you like about performing live? Because there's a big group of you, isn't there?
Yep, there's nine of us. That's a lot of people. The gigs, when we play, it's got an amazing energy. The people that come to watch are, like, really, really awesome. They're super positive. There's just such a great energy at every performance, and people go wild. It's unbelievable. And it's just like, it's like a feedback loop between the band and the audience, and it just gets more and more intense and just goofy. You know, it just gets just crazier and crazier as it goes.
It sounds like the audience are really part of it. You know, they're not just sort of sitting there and passively taking in the music. They're actually responding, and you guys, that energy sounds awesome. Your philosophy, I was reading, is that kind of we're not here to fight, we're here to dance, which I think is really great. But you're also not afraid to tackle big subjects like the new single, which is called Stop the War. It's a pretty direct title. How did that song come about?
The uncle Francois wrote the tune. He he is from Rwanda, and so he has very strong feelings, you could say, about war. And I mean, everyone does. Everyone has, you know, strong feelings about war. But it's very difficult to think of just such a negative thing and respond to it with such positivity and love. It's really, really difficult. And I think Francois did an amazing job channeling energy of such a horrible topic and making it such a pretty response almost, you know?
Yeah, that's quite a feat, isn't it? I mean, it's almost celebratory and hopeful, isn't it, in its style?
Yeah, totally. It's such a good angle to hit it from, is, you know, not to be upset and angry, but to really bank on the fact that people have such a beautiful side, you know?
Well, look, I think it might be cool if we heard it now. We could hear the single, and then after the single, we'll find out a little bit about your debut album that you're working on and where people can find out a bit more. So do you want to introduce Stop the War for us?
Yeah, sure. Well, we've got Stop the War, written by Francois Bayamanajula. We've got Jesse on vocals. We got Modi Shemi on percussion. We've got, oh man, there are a lot of people on this tune. I could name them really quickly if you like.
Yeah, go for it.
We've got Mira Holland on the trumpet, Alex Voynich on the saxophone, Isaac Randall on the saxophone, Jack Harris on the saxophone, Nico Bune on the piano, Harry Young on the bass, Jamin Fualong on the guitar, Modi Shemi on percussion, master percussionist, and frontman Francois Bayamanajuda, and myself, Ateo Bune, on the drums.
Here it is. It's Star Time with Stop the War.
Arrêtez, c'est guerre.
our time there with Stop the War. Joining me on the line is Ateo Abuna and Mero from the band. And this, so I understand you are working on your debut album. So when's that coming out, and can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes. So we just got a date. Just yesterday, we've made a date. That date is the 20th of June.
Oh, soon.
It's a Saturday, and the record is called We Are Here.
Fantastic. And so you've got your release date. That's really soon, which is great. How do people find out a little bit more about the band? Where can they follow you?
We have a strong Instagram following at the moment. We're available on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, but we're quite enthusiastic about leading people to our Bandcamp. Bandcamp, you know, support artists, and we like Bandcamp. Instagram, Facebook, Bandcamp, any streaming services.
So maybe Bandcamp to access the music, and Instagram. So I think your Instagram handle is @star_time_band. So people can find you there, which is where they'll get the up-to-date info. I know you gig in Wellington, but have you got a tour planned for the new album, or are you thinking about that? Because that must be hard with 10 or 9 of you in the band.
It is a great feat of of work, of organization, I guess. We are really hoping to hit the North Island later this year. There's such a strong African community just in Hamilton, in Auckland, in many of the towns in between Wellington and Auckland. There's just such a strong community. And so we really do hope to visit before the end of the year.
Well, we would love to have you up here in Kirikiriroa, and I know some of my students would be very excited to see you as well. They're here from Africa doing their studies in media, so that would be fantastic if you can get that logistically sorted. It will be hard yakka. But look, thanks so much for joining us on The Free Breakfast to talk about Stop the War and the upcoming album. We're going to play Motomoto to lead us out for today, which came out in 2025. All the best with the album release. We're looking forward to that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining me. All right, this is Star Time with Motomoto.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.